Hi, folks. It's me, Joe List, recording a little bitty intro for this episode. We did this episode. This is a live episode from Philadelphia, the Theater of the Performing Arts. And we have our special guests. Oh, by the way, it's Mark's 40th birthday. Mark just turned fucking 40 yesterday, dude. Send him a birthday greeting, a dick pic, a nipple pic, some kind of pic, Venmo him, whatever you feel like doing, a birthday card, a nice message, a tweet, an Instagram. He's out in Europe, I think in Ireland this week, celebrating his 40th fucking birthday. So go do that. But anyways, this episode is the live episode featuring our friend Umar Khan and the legend Joe DeRosa, who was on fire this night. This is the first hour of that episode. And if you want to hear the rest of it, the second half of it, the last 45 minutes of it, that's over on Patreon. Join our Patreon. We have the best Patreon in the goddamn business. It's like $5 a month, which is the price of a goddamn Emperor's Clouds and Miss Tea here in New York City. And I'm about to have a child. Come on, support the show, support the kid. Get the second half of the live episode. It's a great one. All the live episodes are on there. I mean, a million people on there, Ron Bennington, Chris DiStefano, Nikki Glaser, Michelle Wolf, who else has been on? Giannis Pappas, Dan Soder, everybody's on there. Ton of bonuses going all the way back. And then every week we do a fucking, all kinds of things. We watch Chris Rock special together. We watch a bunch of Seinfelds together. Then there's a bunch of straight up bonuses. We take a ton of Q and A's there, hours and hours, including the second half of this episode you're about to hear. I hope you enjoy it. It was a fucking blast. Great trip, great time. And I think you're going to enjoy the hell out of this, and you're going to want to hear the second half of it over on the Patreon. All right, enjoy the show, Harry.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up! And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Nah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey, hey.
I think there's only three microphones.
Oh, we need one more mic.
I see four chairs people. And three mics.
All right. Hey, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, folks. There we go. Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
How funny is that guy?
It's freezing.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it's chilly. Hey, we saw you guys in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Your pants were torn.
That's right.
Sorry, we're not already garbage. We'll get that out of the way. But, yeah. Good to be here. I love Philly. I've never been in this area.
Yeah.
Maybe I have.
Tell them about the pants.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a busy day, so I just ran out of the house in a bathing suit and jumped in a car. We drove here, and I realized I can't go up in shorts, even though I could have with this coffin we're in front of here. This is very formal.
We've never worked with a table before. It's very strange.
So we went to a thrift shop down the way, and I bought some pants for $6.
Show them off. Take a peek around. I mean, where do you see these pants?
Oh, yeah.
The very pants I was returning.
They smell like a black guy, but, you know, they actually fit. It's pretty crazy for the bathing suit. Still under here. Got the bathing suit, you know. There's the string, and I got some netting in there. But, yeah, they fit very well, so thank you, Philadelphia.
And some sheath underwear, I noticed, too.
Ooh, that's all I wear. I flip them around. Do you guys do that? You can get two uses out of these. I hope women aren't doing that, because I've seen your underwear. There's a couple of weird slugs and whatnot in there. There's like a couple of loogies.
Yeah, my wife always says she feels like she doesn't have BO until it's time to do the laundry, and you pull those underwear out that are 3 days old, and she just falls down. I got to get smelling salts.
Yeah. I don't want to shit on my mom, Liz Williams, but I've seen a couple of whoop baby skid mark in that thing. Looks like a bank heist was peeling out of the parking lot of those panties.
Yeah, what goes on, ladies? Because it's not... I think it's like... Sometimes women are like, we have discharge, you don't understand. But
sure.
I'm like, do you have brown discharge out of the back of your... Because I think there's poo in there, and women just act like it's discharge, but it's poo charge.
honorable discharge. But I don't know. It's tough, but I'm no slouch either. My my pants look like the bark of a tree, my undies, but that's why I wear the black.
Black is good.
Yes, well, sometimes. You know, I'm just kidding. Joking, security. All right.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I would wear tighty whities, and as a kid, nobody told me itching your asshole, and boners too.
Mm.
When I was a kid, no one was like, having a boner is embarrassing. And
sure.
I've mentioned this before. When I first started getting boners, like, regularly in, like, sixth grade, I would get the boner and
yeah.
then walk around, like, walk up to girls in school and be like, hey, Julie, what are you doing, some homework? Because I wanted people to know. I thought I was the only one getting boners, so I wanted people to know I have a huge dick.
Right. Even at six?
No, sixth grade.
Oh, sixth grade. Sorry, I was picturing a six-year-old and getting excited. All right.
But it wasn't until I was like 35 that people were like, you got to stop doing that. You
right.
can't be putting your boner in people's faces.
Well, it's funny. In sixth grade, you're like, I got a boner. Yeah, this is weird. And you're like, I was tucking mine. I didn't want people to see mine. And now at 39, I'm like, come on, boner. It really flips.
Yes, you don't. Have, you have still have trouble with boners?
Nah, I had it a few. Well, I have the Madonna complex.
Mm.
Have you heard of this? That's where you get really old and a lot of plastic surgery and you look horrible. But no, that's where the person you're really into, I can't get hard for, but a random floozy on the street, I'm a sixth grade list.
Right. Yeah, I feel hard for both.
Ah.
Sixth grade list and my wife.
I like the gal so much that I panic.
Mm.
If I like her, it's tougher.
Yeah.
So I did the blue chew for a hot minute, and I had to work my way out of it and get back to a natural rod.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not just like get, like when you're a kid, you get a boner just watching like Uncle Phil from The Fresh
oh.
Prince.
Kevin Avery.
But now if I touch it, I work my cock like a lady touches a vagina with just a finger like
is,
this.
Is that it?
Yeah, and then I'll slowly, or sometimes I pinch the skin a little bit and get it going this way. And it'll slowly, and then once I'm hard, it's like that for a couple days.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe I'll try that, but now I know how to get you hard, which is exciting, so.
Well, we got the tablecloth, so you
yes,
can work it right now.
The table, the car ride home, I'm gonna be really working that skin like a money thing.
I've only had a boner problem one time in
Ooh,
my life.
Who was he?
And it still works.
Classic.
I made love to a lady in my old apartment in Astoria, Queens,
uh-huh.
and we were having sex doggy style. She was not attractive. And, you know, I'm no picnic, but she was... She was what's worse than a picnic?
Probably like a homeless food drive.
Yeah, we had a real soup kitchen here.
There we go.
And
that's a great name for a weird vagina.
She had a
real soup, a lot
a
of cream
kitchen.
Based.
Yeah, a lot of volunteers coming through.
Yeah.
So
Woo!
We were having sex doggy style, and there was an odor.
Ah, yeah, out of the soup kitchen or out of the back door?
I think it was the neighbor's place, whatever. It was the bodega next door. I think it was a tobacco shop or something.
The old Kimmy Gibbler.
It wasn't good, and I had some Axe body spray. This is a long time ago when I was a dick. I had some Axe body spray on the bed frame.
You had the dresser there? Oh, I see.
So I reached and grabbed it and just kind of did a quick, like a quick spray.
Oh, that's nice, because you don't want to give her the idea that she needed a spray.
Yeah, so I just gave it a once-over.
A waft.
And she was like, what's going on back there? And I'm like, it's my plant, mister. I got these plants. I got to keep them moist.
All right.
And it still wasn't working, and I lost my boner inside of the woman.
Just from the odor?
No. Well, I think it was the odor, and my life was coming apart. I was at the throes of alcoholism. She was 94 years old. It was a combination. It was a real potpourri.
Well, you got to hand it to this woman. You got her out of the wheelchair, the walker, and you got her on her hands and knees.
Yeah, I cut little holes in tennis balls that she could put her hands in.
There you go.
And, So I was like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm having problems. You know, my mom died or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Made some stuff up. And I thought that would be funny. And you guys got sad. My mom's fine.
Mom's fine. Deborah's doing great.
She's great. So then, what's that?
Oh, your father's gay.
Hey, that was good. I liked it.
Okay.
It didn't get a laugh, but then us saying it was good got a laugh. So I don't understand. But anyways, we went back into the living room, and I had roommates.
Wait, did you go, hey, sorry, did you fake an orgasm? Well, how'd you get out of it?
No, I told her my mom died, remember?
Oh, that was real. Oh, yeah, I didn't know. Okay.
Well, it wasn't real, but that was, I said,
sorry, I'm losing touch on what's what.
I'm having trouble, I'm drunk.
You said that?
My father's gay.
You should have. Yeah, there you go. That's a good out.
I said, I got some problems. And she said, no problem. It happens to everybody. Because I think she thought, like, oh, you're a nervous Nelly.
Right.
You're a cute young boy who who's came too fast or something.
Right.
She thought it was on me. She didn't realize,
The wet market.
Yeah. Soup kitchen.
A soup kitchen. Sorry.
She looked like, the lady from Evil Dead. So.
Right.
I went back in the living room and a few minutes passed and I had not my roommate, a friend.
Samoan?
with Ramon?
Sorry. He used to live with a Samoan guy. He was 7 feet if he was a foot, and he worked at the airport. It was a whole thing.
Indian, and he was like 5'8". He was from India.
I was never at your house sober. I saw this guy. He's a big brown man. We were 22 years old. We're shithoused every night, and he would come in boxers and a newspaper, and I thought he was a dad. It was terrifying.
No, he was like 5'8", and a sweet guy, and it was that time in life where you kind of had some coverage because there was only one light on over there, and you had a blanket, and we were in our 20s. So you didn't give a shit.
Yes.
So you're like, oh, it's the Samoan, and yes. He said that with the guy in the room. Like this man that I'm living with.
Well, if you are Samoan, it's not an insult.
Yeah.
Which I thought he was.
No.
I thought he was a Girl Scout cookie.
Well, either way, even if he wasn't, just the fact that you're like, and pull it over.
Well, you see an adult. I didn't realize I was an adult till like 36. So you see another adult, you're like, whoa, he's got a briefcase.
He would literally have like a shirt and tie and a briefcase. I was the same way. I would scurry, and if... Scurry.
Ah.
I would,
Chicken scurry.
We put the curry in scurry. I don't know. It's too late to fix it, but...
All right, your mom died.
I would see him and just... I would always run and hide, because... But then new people moved in, comics who were, like, more mature, younger guys of a different generation.
Yes,
and they would go and have lunch with him and be friends. He was, like, in sketches and stuff.
What?
And it really made me feel like a piece of shit.
Wow.
But it wasn't, like, any kind of, like, racial thing. I just felt like he had a job and we were pieces of shit.
Yes,
I was like,
100%.
I'm not going to talk to a man with a tie on.
Well, he would get up at 6 a.m. and till the field or whatever he did, but we would, be going to bed at 6. So you were like, shh, he's got to go to work. And I was like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I just assumed he hated me.
Of course.
And was, like... Sad, but I think he was actually really nice. I really blew it.
We should get him on.
That's not bad.
Oh, because he was sober this whole time, so he probably saw things we've blacked out.
Yeah, that's a good point. I told you this. I've told this story many times, many places, but he worked, he was the boss at his work, and I think he had a lot of dipshits working for him. And he was
Indian. Living with him.
And he would yell at his car. And we shared a wall, so I would hear him. And I know I've told this story before, but... I heard him say, listen to me very carefully. Do yourself a favor. Smash your head against the wall 3 times and throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
And you're giving me shit for being scared of this guy?
Well...
He sounds like Liam Neeson.
I mean, it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that is funny.
Do yourself a favor. smash your head into a wall 3 times and then throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
I'm surprised he wasn't tweeted about for, being insensitive or something.
Could try to cancel him.
No, I like him. I like him. We got to get him on.
Yeah, sweet guy.
Good egg.
Did you guys leave? It got bright.
Oh, sorry.
It's got quiet. I don't know what happened, but we were really cooking for a second.
Yeah. Well, the Samoan got real.
I think I started a story 45 minutes ago. I can't remember what it was.
You sprayed, you lost your boner on the old bag there.
So the old bag, I lost my boner, yes. And then we're sitting there, my dick smells like cheese now, and we're watching the television.
So it wasn't the butthole.
The butthole didn't help. It was a conglomerate.
Got it. Well, I don't know how you ladies do it. You don't know what's going on back there. We could be making a sandwich, doing a crossword, or a Rubik's Cube. You have no idea. I would say you need a backup cam. With a doggy style.
Oh, like a rear view mirror.
But I'm saying like on the dash, you know, they show you like at some point in 2012, every car came with the back dash or back cam.
The reverse.
Yes, the reverse cam. You need that with doggy.
That's not bad.
You don't want a guy stealing your purse back there.
The mirror would be nice because you get that objects are larger than they appear.
Ooh, now we're talking. And you can put it up there like those old doctors, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They had the headband.
With the bag and I think that was a light, right?
You could do either.
So Eddie farts. A friend of mine, he leaned in. He was like, hey, I'm kind of vibing with old stinky tits over here. Would it be weird if I made love to you? Would you be mad? Which is hilarious, the idea of me being like, well, that's my best girl.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding?
You'd be doing me a huge... That's my soup kitchen.
I'm like, you'd be doing me a huge favor. So he was like, would you mind? And I said, no, please. I have no connection with this woman. We're not dating.
What is this, the early bird special? How does this, where did she come from?
I don't know, a bar or something.
Oh, okay.
This was a long time ago, folks. Anyway, so they went in the back, and they had a hell of a time, and now they're married, and they got two kids.
Wow! So she could conceive at that age?
I made up the part about the marriage, but the rest is true.
Wow! Good for them. Well, you know, I like a MILF.
Well, the thing is, she, in your mind, sometimes you're like, we're like, oh, man, we don't even know this woman. We're just having sex. But she's also like... I want to come.
Yeah.
It's not like she's like, oh, I'm really into this fellow with the teeth and the glasses and no money. She just is like, somebody make me come, for God's sake.
Don't sell yourself short. You got no chin either.
Right.
But I had the same situation with
I'm in a very hard place right now, Mark.
Ah, sorry. His mom
My special
just died.
Got demonetized. My mom died a few years ago in this story.
Watch the special, folks. If you haven't seen it, it's killer.
It got demonetized. Thank you.
There we go.
But we're getting the money back.
I have a story about an old gal that I hooked up with and my friend also railed. But I feel like we got eight guests in the wings here.
Well, it's only been a couple of minutes here. It's been about 15.
Yeah. All right. I'll save it.
Save that story, because these guys might be able to punch it up. And at least one of these guys.
It's a humdinger.
One of these guys has fucked an old lady, I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen one. I've seen the video.
And the other, I think, is a virgin. So let's get them out here.
Yes.
You bring out one, I'll bring out the other.
You go first.
All right. Should I bring out the winner or the loser?
Well... Go with the brown, just to get us some points.
All right, we got
to
get some points. This guy, absolutely love this guy. He's a good buddy of ours. He's a fan of the show before tonight, I think. And I said we got to have him. Mark said, no way, you're out of your mind. But I said, no, we need diversity. He said, good point. That last part's not true. But we absolutely love him. He's hilarious. He's nervous. You're going to love him. Umar Khan, everybody. Give it up for Umar.
There he is.
Hello. What's up, guys?
Pakistani, in case you're wondering. Yeah. Not Samoan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, happy to have you, buddy. Mark didn't really push back, by the way. He said, great idea, immediately.
I don't believe it, but I'll take it.
We have the text thread.
I swear to God. Yeah, we have receipts.
Yes. Now, you're Baltimore, which I think is a Philly bond.
Yeah. They're both ugly cities. With people with way too many tattoos.
Okay.
No, they're very. Philly is like my second favorite city in the country. I would live here if when my wife dies, so that'll be nice.
Baltimore.
But I still get scared here.
I legitimately thought you were saying you're bald, and then you said Baltimore. So that's.
Oh no.
put them together.
I thought that too, and then...
I'm not a huge fan of Baltimore. I think Baltiless.
The first time I came to Baltimore, I called the crowd Baltimoreans, and I thought it was brilliant, and they were like, yeah, yeah, we've heard that. Mm. And I was like, oh.
You should have made a Wire joke. No one's done that.
Oh, this was way before the Wire. I'm 58 years old. I think I told you that story, too, where I said I came up with Missouri Loves Company. And I was like, this could be a shirt and a sticker. And then I went to Missouri, and it's just plastered everywhere. And I was like,
Well, that's good. It's flattering because you came up with it on your own accord.
Yeah, still felt good. It's kind of like the...
Honda Accord.
What did I say on your podcast?
City Hick.
City Hick. I was real proud of that, and then it's been a term for 50 years.
Yeah. I came up with Jew Face, I thought, but apparently that's been around. I thought I had that one.
We got to get the other guest out of here. He's a goddamn star.
All right, I'm up. Speaking of 58 years old, this guy, Philly legend, hilarious, one of the best, got an amazing podcast called Taste Buds. Put your hands together for Joe DeRosa. Come on, hometown hero, baby. There he is.
Woo! Come on.
Hey, double Joe.
Hi.
Two Joes.
Philly. Hi, Philly.
Hey.
What a nice surprise to be here.
Good to have you.
Good to have me. Thanks for having me. I'm a little drunk.
Oh, wow.
Already?
That was fast.
You had two drinks.
Well,
you
this
drank
is the
before.
Sign that you might have a problem. The nice gentleman backstage was like, would you guys like drinks before you go on? And we said, yes. And we gave him the order. And as he was walking away, I went, doubles! Make them doubles!
And I was running up the steps, and I heard you, and I ran back down. I was like, me too!
I didn't know. So is this
a
double?
Well, he yelled me too, because I fingered him in the stairwell.
Hashtag. What are you drinking there?
Tequila.
Oh, nice.
Tequila.
And you got Jack and Diet.
Jack and Diet, yeah. It's getting a little sweet tasting, but whatever. I'll get through it.
That was another thing I had backstage. I was like, did anyone ever come up with Jack and Diet?
And then
the
I
song?
Said, yeah.
Little Diddy.
I said, yeah, my podcast partner, Pat Walsh, says that every single time he orders a Jack and Diet at a bar. And it's funny the first 17 times. But you guys seem to enjoy it. So.
Well, you're coming up with good stuff. You just got to do it like a month earlier.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't my act. I mean, these are just off the cuff.
This is much better than the act. Yeah. All right.
A little ditty about Jack and Diet.
I like the whistle you just did. That you should do.
Michael Winslow.
I'm thinking about getting some involved because I had this talk with Soder 20 years ago. I was like, you got to get some voices going in your act.
All right, so you're the one we blame. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Guy can't go 3 minutes without breaking into an accent of some kind.
Oh, you got that right.
Oh, boy. He's going to hear this. It's going to be bad.
Him being senile is going to be a nightmare. I'm Dave Chappelle.
I'm Andre the Giant. Oh, yeah.
But he's brilliant, brilliant voices.
Oh, he's great. He's great at it.
No, he's, yeah.
Andre, Hulk Hogan.
That is not That's Hulk Hogan.
Similar? No, Andre's saying Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I see.
Hulk Hogan.
Joe, that's very good. If I had my eyes closed, I would swear I was sitting next to Dan Soder right now.
You do any voices, Umar?
I don't, but I think it's Dan Soder being a wrestling fan is cool because they need a good-looking fan.
That's rare.
Because if you see an adult with a WWE shirt on, you're like, that person's mentally handicapped, right?
Yeah.
Can you do a Pakistani accent so we can mock it?
I cannot.
Because I can't mock it without you doing it.
Look, if I could do a Pakistani accent, I would just do Russell Peters and be famous as shit.
Whoa.
Why was that weird? Fuck you guys.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Who are you talking to? I said Jew Face.
I can't even. I'll try to imitate my parents. This was my parents.
Oh, here we go.
This was my dad at my birthday dinner last night. I went to I took him to the best Argentinian steakhouse in Baltimore. My dad goes, God, this is going to be horrible.
Wait, this is his birthday or your birthday?
It was my birthday, and my dad complained about the place the whole time.
And you took him to a steakhouse on your own birthday?
Well, I mean, my brother paid.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see.
Still doesn't sound quite right.
Wait, what? Feel
like your dad should have paid. On his son's birthday.
We make more money than my dad. He's an immigrant.
That's no excuse.
Okay. Well,
he should have worked harder.
So is Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I have no bootstraps.
That's going to be better than what I'm about to do. All right, this is my dad at Thanksgiving dinner. Umar, you're gay.
Wow. All right. Pretty good. Your dad sounds a lot like my dad.
No, they complained the whole, they're like, we can't read the menu, we shouldn't have come here. And my mom's like, we should have went to a restaurant in Virginia. I was like, that's an hour and a half away. And I was like, what's in Virginia? They're like, Pakistani food. I was like, kill yourself, you are Pakistani. That makes no sense to me.
By the way, that's the craziest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
What's in Virginia? Pakistani food.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Good point.
Now, Pakistan and India are rivals, but are the accents similar or not at all?
I think they're very, I mean, you guys can't tell, but I can.
No.
But I think they're very similar, right? What do you guys think?
These
people don't know.
Someone just boo?
They threw batteries at Santa Claus. Do you think they know the difference between the Indian and Pakistani accent?
Yeah, I don't know why I asked Philly. I'm sorry. That was stupid of me. I will kill myself. What do you guys think? Boo!
What is the
Just that whole part of the world. Fuck them.
What's the Pakistani thing? Like Indian, you got the 7-Eleven, you got the dot. No, that's Indian.
Oh, that's
Middle Eastern.
Middle East.
No, they hid Bin Laden.
You hid him?
Yeah. I didn't hit him personally.
I know you didn't. I didn't have slaves.
Yeah.
But wait a minute.
I don't know. Chuck is, you want to ask Chuck about that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that got not fun.
Wait, what is the Pakistani thing? It's not even curry, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got curry. Okay.
That's Pakistani?
Steph Curry is from Pakistan.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
What else? We
don't curry.
Do you wear a sari?
We got saris.
Good board game.
Yeah. Pretty much anything India has, we have because we used to be them.
But you hate them.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's tense. And Pakistan has nukes.
We have too many of them. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Nukes of hazard. All right.
Yeah.
What are you going to be like when you go senile?
Oh, it's going to be a smooth transition.
Thank you. I never knew all this about Pakistan.
Really?
No,
It's an informational show.
I think other people's cultures are stupid.
Well, that's because you're adopted.
I know. Very resentful. I'm Arab. I don't know. Yeah. You can be telling me shit about my own people. I wouldn't even fucking know right now.
What, are you Egyptian?
I think. I did a couple 23s and me's.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme.
23s and me's.
I did 23 and me and the other one. I forget what it was called.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah, I did both of those, and I was all excited. Like, I'm learning about my ancestry.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr goes, you're a fucking idiot. They're collecting your DNA, you fucking moron. And I was like, good talking to you, Bill. All right.
So what do they do with your DNA?
I don't know. I told him I did the test, and 10 minutes in, he's telling me how the economy's going to collapse. They're going to come to my door with rifles and clone me to fucking make the unified state of Mexico, Canada. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
He yelled at me for getting an Alexa. He's like, you bugged your house. You just bugged your house. I was like, well, a lot of people have them, it seems like. He's like, you bugged your house, you idiot. I'm like, all right.
I love these people that think this, but they carry a cell phone around.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think the phone is?
I know.
Two guys you don't want to tell any news to are Burr and Tim Dillon.
Oh.
I told Tim Dillon I was thinking about buying a house, and he started talking about how the power grids were going to fail in 3 years. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about,
Wow.
Tim?
Well, I don't consult with the gays. But
enough about Bill. What about Tim? Listen, folks.
Hello. Welcome to The Wolf, 98.5, rocking Philadelphia from South Street to the old town. We're live.
Auga.
Umar, Mark, and Joe. I can do Soder.
Okay.
Wow. See, the voice. Wow. Soder's going to really be upset about this.
It's really good. No, he's not. He's not going to. He doesn't listen to this. He'll never hear this.
Yeah, no, they tweet at him. They say, hey, DeRosa called you a voices hack.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I know.
Boy.
I know you didn't say that, but I'm saying that's what they say, and then he listens, and he's upset.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Hulk Hogan.
How you doing, brother? That's
there you go. Look at me. I'm Pakistani.
That was better than yours.
I
own a restaurant in Virginia. Bin Laden is in the kitchen. He works.
That was Cosby.
Wait, who did turn into Cosby?
Bin Laden's in the kitchen. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
My Pakistani wife handles the ticket money.
My son's a faggot. Oh, all
right. I won't do a Cosby voice. That's cheap.
Just
the Pakistani.
You can't say flil, flan, filth.
What was your sex story?
Oh, I got a story about fucking a real old lady.
Oh, yeah, let's hear about the old lady.
Hey, folks. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Racing thoughts are the worst. They're constantly reminding you of the stupid things you said 5 years ago or making you have an existential crisis at 3 a.m. Don't I know it? A great way to lessen those thoughts is to talk through them in therapy with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is totally online, it's convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. With appointments by phone, video call, or even message, make therapy work for your lifestyle. We love therapy, we got Big Al, but I'll tell you, sometimes it's hard to get down there. Sometimes you got to trek all the way to his office. This is the way to go, folks. Do it from home, do it from Zoom, do it from your text even, a phone call, that's all you need. So this is pretty damn convenient. Getting started is easy. Take a short quiz to get matched with a licensed therapist. If your therapist isn't thrilling you, don't panic. You can swap therapists with a click of a button, like a wife. It's basically like Tinder, but for your mental health. I know you'll meet the perfect match. Get on it. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tuesdays today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Tuesdays. Get on it and fix your head. Hey, folks, Tuesdays with Stories brought to you by Sheath. We love Sheath. If you want underwear that's going to make your dong look great and feel amazing, you've got to check out Sheath underwear. Here's how it works. There's one pouch for your dick and one pouch for your balls, so everything isn't all mashed together all day long. We're wearing them right now. You know we love them. Just to prove it to you, we're going to whip it out. Woo, baby, there they are. Look at that classic Sheath logo. That's how you know we love them. What's a better endorsement than that? Created by U.S. Army Sergeant Robert Patton, Sheath was made to withstand the heat of the Iraqi desert, so you know it'll keep cool. Oh, I'm trying to read here. Hey, there you go. While hitting the treadmill or your air-conditioned gym, go to sheathunderwear.com and use code Tuesdays to get 20% off your first order. Plus, Sheath Underwear is 100% money-back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com/Tuesdays. That's the promo code. I'm a little thrown off.
Trying to read here.
Get Sheath Underwear, support the show, and support your balls. The dick looks good, and yours will, too. Let the jewels have some airflow. Sheath.
Tuesdays with Stories is brought to you by Manscaped. Whee! All right, stop being gross.
Yes.
Instead of using your old ball trimmer on your face, is that about me? That's what I do. Start using the all-new Handyman from Manscaped. It's cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 different hair-cutting lengths all with one guard. No messy drawers full of extra add-ons. Yeah, don't ruin those Sheath underwear, goddammit. No. I love Manscaped. They have sent us so much stuff. I got a pair of underwear I wear. I got a couple T-shirts I have. I use the nose hair trimmer. I use the ear trimmer. I use eyebrows. I shave my balls. I do everything with Manscaped. They have ball deodorant. I smell like $1 million over here. This baby has a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor that will make you look great. Yes. If you're a clean-shaven kind of guy, the Handyman is your ticket with a smooth, stubble-free look. Whether you've got a 5 o'clock shadow or you're working on a Jack Sparrow situation, Manscaped has the tools for you. So, right now, folks, go get 20% off and free shipping with the code DRUNK at Manscaped. That's 20% off with free shipping, manscaped.com, and use code DRUNK. You know how we're always drunk. Hit the refresh button with Manscaped. Go do it. Promo code DRUNK.
All right, I'll blow through this thing.
No, take your
time.
Like
she did.
All right, there you go. So she was Pakistani. Me and my friend, it was a Monday night in the summer of Louisiana, New Orleans. We had nothing to do, so we got a case of beer, and we said, let's just drive around and try to pick up a lady. So we got really day drunk and whatever. We're driving around. We go to one bar. We see a really pretty gal sitting with a real old gal. So we go, oh, look at her. She's pretty. So we go talk to her, and she wants nothing to do with us. And she gets up and walks away. And the old gal goes, well, I'll take you home. And we're like, oh, all right. She's cool. She goes, I just got a divorce, da-da-da, blah-blah. I hate my husband. He's you know, sucking me dry. And I own a beauty parlor, and he's trying to take it from me. And I go, well, let's go there. So she goes, great, I got a bunch of box wine, and I'll give you guys haircuts. I was like, oh, my God. This is turning out great.
You love anything free. You're in. Yeah.
Get a hand job and a haircut? Two bits. So, she's got a Mustang convertible, I remember. She's like, oh, this is the last thing I bought before he takes all my money, blah, blah, blah. And she's a little kooky. And she's older, you know, she's been around. She had like a biker vibe.
Oh, I like a biker vibe.
Yeah, Hell's Angel. So I was in the back seat of the Mustang, and I kept being like, hey, my friend, his name was Guy, and he had a huge dong, and he died of heroin.
Wow.
Yeah, those are the big things you need to know about him. That was his Tinder bio.
Guy Dong Dead. Guy that Dong sounds dead. Like a Pakistani.
Guy Dong Dead.
Guy Dong Dead.
More Asian.
That sounds Asian, yeah.
Well, Pakistan is technically Asian.
That is true. I am Asian.
All right, no, I'm kidding. So she's like reaching for the dong and having a good time, and we're just cutting up. This whole night is really taking a turn.
Your dong or your friend's?
I'm in the back. He's got the dong, so she's going at him. And she's like, wow, that's fun, whatever. We pull up to her salon, and it's, you know, lights out. It's, you know, 2 a.m. She opens the door, turns the lights on. She starts blaring like Michael Bolton or Cher, one of these old lady hits. And she pulls out the box of Franzia, and I sit in that barber seat. She throws the fucking cape around me, and she just starts snipping. Now, we're all drunk. She's singing, woo, got a glass of the wine. Yeah, we're having a great time. I came out of there with like a left mohawk. I didn't even think twice, but I was so excited to be hanging out with an adult lady. And my friend, meanwhile, he was such white trash, he's stealing products. Like, he's stealing hair gel and like clippers and shit. So he's pocketing products. So I start, you know, making out with her, and she took her tits out. She had these big old lady sandbags, and she's putting them on the shoulders.
Not to interrupt you, how old are we talking?
Well, I was probably 16, 17, so she was probably 22? No.
I bet she was like 36 years old.
She was probably 35, yeah.
I don't know. She's, you know, divorced. She had her own salon. She seemed I would say 48.
Okay.
So you were sexually assaulted.
Yeah, yeah. You're the victim of a crime.
Holy shit. I never even put that together. Yeah.
This is the difference between men and women. A girl would be appearing, she'd be crying. Mark's right. Like, I got a great zinger, everybody.
Well, I'll do a one-man show after this. But
how are the huge biker boobs that you're seeing?
Huge and long and white.
Long's not a word you want to hear.
Wow.
Biker boobs, double Bs.
Yes, yes.
I thought that was going to be huge. Instead of double Ds.
But, you know, I'm 17 or whatever. All right.
Woo! The expectations to the result was really really harmful to my self-esteem.
You pulled it out. You cleaned it up. So,
Whoa, Joe.
Easy.
Whoa, fucking spit take.
Yeah. So,
it was a snort take.
She's got the tits on the shoulders, and she's doing the whole thing. I come out, I look like Kid and Play, you know, but I'm coming out of there. And so... Now we're making out. She's doing the thing where she's straddling me, and I'm going up and down on the chair, you know, which is fun. And I get the cape around her. We're making out. We had a great night. The music's blaring. She's got the glass of the shit wine, and I got her up on the counter. All the brushes are going everywhere. We start making out, and she's like, my husband won't fuck me. He won't fuck me. She's like screaming, like yearning. So I'm like, oh, fuck you. And I'm... really giving that soup kitchen a ladle and, you know, going to town, Axe body spray everywhere and really hitting her hard. And it just kept going and going and nothing was really happening. I didn't hit a wall to save my life, but I finally had to tap out. I was like, all right, I'm done here. And my friend jumped in, and she was way more into him, I think, the dong size. And then he starts to come to a little bit, like, what the fuck are we doing? This is weird. The music's blaring. We're in a salon.
That is a dark awakening.
Dark awakening. And then to make it all worse, I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, and I looked like fucking, you know...
Say another rapper.
No, I had the fucking, you know, full mohawk and a couple, you can see my scalp, but it was all bad. So he's plowing her, and I had to give him one of these, like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then we left.
Boy.
Wow. I'm glad one person in that story is dead now.
She's definitely dead.
She's
in a ditch. No, I'm joking, but it was a hell of a salon. She was like an entrepreneur.
Joe, I'm sure you've made love to an old lady at some point, an older lady.
Well, we talked about the story upstairs.
Ooh!
I vaguely remember. I remember talking upstairs.
Well, I lost my virginity, actually, to an older woman.
Same. Mm.
Yeah, I did not lose my virginity until I was 21 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, that tracks.
And I was right here... All right. Wow.
That's pretty late.
I was, no joke, I was right here at Tattooed Mom's.
Wow.
And I was sitting at the bar. I was 21 years old. I was a virgin. And a woman who was, I found quite attractive, was sitting next to me. And we started talking. And she told me that she was a professor at Temple University.
Whoa!
You're telling this like a presidential candidate. Like we're on the, like we're like, if you're elected, what? Like how will you lose your virginity?
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it like I've been accused of something. Yes. This is what happened. I was sitting minding my own business. But we started talking, and she said, I'm a professor over at Temple in literature. And I said, wow, I used to go to Temple, and I don't anymore. I now go to Kutztown.
What's that?
It's a school.
Oh. Kutztown?
It's up in Kutztown. That's a town in Pennsylvania. It's a school.
Okay.
Not much of a story to that.
All right.
Yeah, fun fucking school, though, man.
All right. Not as fun as Penn State.
You thought that was going to hit.
That was your double B.
It was a Joe Paterno joke.
Penn State is, you know, that's like saying, Pat's is my favorite. Who gives a
wasn't
shit?
That
this is fucking Pennsylvania, baby.
Wasn't that joke?
Kutztown.
Yeah. Okay.
We like the dirty fucking schools.
So far away.
Kutztown is fucking, that's a pig show at Kutztown. I miss that fucking place.
All right, love Kutztown.
I remember once I was getting high with my roommate. We were sitting on two graves in Kutztown in a graveyard, getting high. We were getting high. We were so drunk and we were getting high. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And he turned to me and he goes, my parents are proud of me right now. Anyway, we started talking and I was very excited that she was this older woman and that she was a professor at a school that I had gone to. Because it kind of felt like she was my teacher.
Yeah.
You know,
that's hot.
And we went on a date, and I remember I didn't know how to make a move, and then I did the fucking dumbass, like, at the end of the night, like, we went to say goodbye, and I was like, like, the punch drunk love, like, okay, bye-bye, like, whatever, you know? And I walked away, and she went into her house, and I was literally walking away going, you fucking idiot, you stupid fucking idiot. And she came running out of her house, like in a movie.
Oh. Wow.
And she ran up to me and she goes, you've never dated an older woman, have you?
Ooh-wee.
And I said, no, I have not, miss. And she said, and then she...
Now, you didn't think that was going to get a laugh.
I didn't.
That was a pleasant surprise.
That felt like when I'm doing my act. I was like, oh, that worked? All right.
That's how I feel.
And she pulled me close and started making out with me, and I was like, holy shit, because that was like always my fantasy, was
of
like
course.
Older woman, hot for teacher, all that shit.
Be more aggressive, ladies.
So, anyway, we went out on a second date.
Second date? You didn't bang her right there?
No.
On the grave?
No. On the grave.
Wait, do we know how old she is, did you say?
She was, I mean, I was 21. I think she was 38.
That's
great. That's
no,
old.
No, but at the time, that seemed like an older woman to me.
Well, the 70s
now it seems like a little baby.
Right, right.
Anyway, but she she said, let's go out again. And we went, and I remember we were on the second date. We were making out on her couch. And she goes, I'm going to tell you, I'm moving to Athens, Georgia in a week. I'm a little too old for this. I can't just have a fling anymore. I'm past it. And I said, well, I've got news for you. I'm a virgin.
Oh.
And she said, that changes everything.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And she got very excited about, I could take your virginity.
Wow.
And it didn't happen that night. On the last night she was there, 5 days later, her house was empty. She had this, like, you know, row home in Philly somewhere. Her house was empty, and we had sex on an air mattress in her living room. She had set it all up just for that. She set up candles and everything. We had sex right on it. It lasted 5 minutes.
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Hey.
Wow. I swear to God, it ended, and I go, how was that? And she goes, not bad for a virgin.
Now, did she come? Did she teach you how to make her come? And if so, could you tell me?
I didn't ask her. No, I have no idea. I have no idea. Not because I didn't care, but, like, I was not at all in a place losing my virginity to be like, hey, so did you, mama? Yeah.
Now, when you're young and first having sex, her orgasm does not even come into mind. You're just like, you must be having fun, right? My dick was inside you. That's got to be good, right?
Yeah.
And then it turns out...
it comes into stomach.
They don't even feel that your dick inside them, in my experience.
This is the part of the show where the girlfriends are turning to their boyfriends like, you like this?
I was terrified the first, I would say literally the first 10 people I ever slept with, because I've never really been in a long-term thing. I was always so terrified of disease.
Ah, yes.
And I would always wear condoms. I remember after I had sex with this woman for the first time, not because of her, just because I was so paranoid, I didn't know how it worked. I said to my friend Dan, who wasn't a virgin, I said, I wore a condom, but do you think I could still get a disease? And he goes, what are you fucking talking about? And he goes, do you really think a disease could do this? And I think he took a banana, and he goes, this is your dick, this is the condom. He goes, do you really think a disease could go inside the condom and into your dick hole? And I go, can it? Because that's how little I fucking understood it.
It can.
Because I was raised Catholic.
It can. I've wore a condom, I got an STD. It was insane.
What?
Yeah, not like, so the second person I ever had sex with.
You have AIDS?
Yes. No, I wore a condom, and then I was having sex with some, just a person for a couple months. Then I got a long-term girlfriend. She's somewhere. And then I'm a very hairy man. And I remember, I was like, well, I'm starting to have sex. I should, take care of it down here. I shaved my hair. I had tiny white bumps all over my skin. And I was like, it's warts. I was, freaking out. Then I go to urgent care, and I got an African doctor. And I don't know if you know how Africans feel about, looking at other men's penises.
I don't.
They're not cool with it.
Oh, okay. I would have gone either way.
I was like, hey, I have bumps on my penis. And he's like, well, do you shave? And I was like, yeah. He's like, they're probably shaving bumps. And I had to talk this doctor into looking at my penis.
Wow.
He did not want, he was like, no. I was like, don't, you should look, though. He's like, no, you said you shave, right? And I'm like, that's how homophobic this African doctor was. So, dude, I had to, I'm not even joking. Where DeRosa's sitting is where I was. The doctor is probably where Mark is. And I was like, can you just please look at it? I have, very bad anxiety. So the doctor's like, okay. So I move my thing over. Then the doctor looks at my penis from this far away. He's like, from the side of his eyes, and just goes, nah, you're fine.
Wow.
Damn.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, he's an asshole. And then he was like, they'll go away. They never went away. I went to a dermatologist. And the dermatologist, the intake nurse, I'm 22 years old. I've had sex with two people. The intake nurse was like, hey, we train students here. Is it cool? If some medical students come in, it really helps. And what am I going to say? No. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
She sees you getting hard as she's asking
you. Yeah, I start chubbing up on purpose. No. So then... We're in a 12 by 12 room. This is not an exaggeration. The doctor walks in, and then 9 fucking medical students walk in. And then he was like, okay, let's see. As soon as this doctor looks at my dick, he goes, yep, you got that from somebody. And then he's like, yeah, guys, come look. Then one by one, every medical student goes, and then walks away. And it's called, the thing I had is not warts, not herpes. It sounds like a Harry Potter thing. It's called molluscum contagiosum.
Whoa. I had that once.
Yeah.
Once?
I had herpes and warts.
I had that once.
And it goes away, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Really?
It's not even qualified as an STD.
He told me it's, if you get it having sex, it's an STD.
No, he's full of shit.
Okay. So I went to two
Shut
bad
up.
Doctors.
No, it's not. No, my dermatologist, when it happened to me, said it's not. It doesn't even qualify to a point where you are required to tell anybody that you had it.
Jesus.
You could get it in so many ways.
Well, mostly kids get it.
Kids? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're back to Penn State again.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Nice. That's what my dermatologist said.
Yeah. He told, yeah, kids.
And I said, what are you insinuating, sir?
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know. What am I insinuating?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, you could get it literally if somebody like brushes up against you. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But I had to burn them off. It was hard.
Burn them?
Yeah.
With
well,
what?
They gave me an acid cream. This is not funny. I don't want to.
No,
we'll make it funny.
It's fine. My story went nowhere, so
no,
I'm glad
you had
that
a lot of pops. I'm going to, yeah. Anyway, no, they gave me this acid cream. I was with this girl for 12 months. 8 months of our 12-month relationship, we couldn't have sex because I have to put this acid cream. I work with children, by the way, and I'm so terrified that my boss is going to hear this.
I know.
You didn't do anything wrong yet.
That's true.
So your boss is like, all these kids got that molluscum thing on them somehow. We've never seen an outbreak like this. What the hell is going on around here?
And
these kids are lousy with molluscum.
And that's a Pakistani thing. So I put this cream on me, and what happens is like it burns them off, but they turn into these huge like scabs, and they bleed, and they fall off, and that's the end of that story. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait. So what happened with the dame you were with?
I was a horrible boyfriend. I had to go to therapy afterwards. Yeah, it was not good.
Oh, wow. So you had that and you were cheating.
I wasn't cheating. I was just not, I wasn't a good person. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I didn't do the cream. They just shot him off in the office.
What?
Seriously, they had a little gun and they were like, we're going to freeze him. It's going to hurt for a second. But
they didn't
then
come back.
The horrific fucking thing you just described won't happen.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, just do it like that. And they went, psh, psh, psh.
Where'd you get him fixed? In the Old West?
They kicked the saloon doors open. Yeah, no, it was simple. But I had an STD clinic. No, wait, shit. Too big of a pause. Hold on. I had an STD clinic doctor.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Say to me once, I swear to you, I thought I had like a weird mark on my penis and I thought I was terrified.
It wasn't me. Not this mark.
I was terrified that it was like herpes or something. And I went to the clinic and I said to the doctor, I go, I'm very nervous. Is this herpes? And she looked at it and she goes, no, it's just it was nothing. And I go, okay, you're sure? And she literally goes, I don't know why everybody thinks it's such a big deal. I was like, what?
Oh, no, that's not what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, everybody gets herpes.
Yeah. So you're like,
who cares?
You have herpes, is that what you're saying?
But I was like, wow, what a fucking brash. That is a real swagger to have as a, you know?
Yeah.
My story at the STD clinic was similar. I had like an Eastern European woman, and I had herpes. I currently had an outbreak. And then at first, I was like, yeah, can you look at this thing? I think it might be herpes. And she touched my dick with a rubber glove like this. And there was like, what is this? All brown. And I was like, oh, I don't worry about that. And she was like, contusion from masturbation. And I had to be like, yeah, yep, that's what that is. And then she was picking with like a dental thing at the scabs to get samples. And I was like really crying and moaning. And she was like, you're baby. And I was like, well, you're picking at my open sore. This is unusual. I swear to God.
Wait, what nationality was she?
Like Eastern European, possibly Russian.
Wow.
I'm not good with voices, but it was like, you cry too much or something.
Let me call Soder.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of these foreign doctors.
Yeah, I had a similar doctor, an Indian guy. I don't know why I'm pointing
sorry.
At you. But I thought I had AIDS because I had H. pylori, which is a bacterial whatever that you get. And you get it from eating ass.
Mm.
Yes.
That's a gentleman's disease.
Yes, yes.
You went... You went so fast just then from, I don't know how you get it, to exactly how you get it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
I don't know how you get it, however, you get it from eating ass. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's not focus on
that. I didn't want to bullshit the people, but you get it from fecal matter. And it was right when eating ass was new, so I didn't know you had to hold back a little. I had a lobster bib with a spoon. I mean, I was in there. So I was... This is a real large lady in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oof.
Sounds like a country song. And I really went to town, and I got a virus from it. And I thought I had white tongue. I had my saliva was gelatin-like.
Mm.
I had the distended belly, like on the infomercial. I was shitting water, and I was pissing foam. So I was like, all right, I got AIDS. This is it. Fucking Wisconsin. And I went to the doctor, and I said, hey, man, I got all this. I gave him all the symptoms. He goes, you gay? And I go, no, I'm not gay. He goes, you do needles? I go, no, no. And he goes, you're good. That was it.
He didn't...
You didn't get any medicine?
Well, it was like, you're a Nigerian guy. I was like, no, not good. Something's up. And it was during Last Comic Standing, by the way. So I was like, doing all this. If you watch the show, I'm like 6 pounds heavier. I'm fat and weird and bloated and sweaty. And I eventually was like, you got to do some blood work or something. So we did some blood work and a couple tests. 2 weeks go by. I'm dealing with this shit. I get a call and he goes, are you sitting down? And I go, yeah. And he goes, you have H? And I was like, well, there it is. I got HIV. Here we go. And he goes, you have H. pylori. And I go, what's that? He goes, it's a virus you get from eating ass. It's a hell of a doctor. And take one pill and you're cured. And that was it.
Wow.
But they really leave you hanging, these
people.
They do.
Good timing, I'll say.
It's easy to be a doctor, I think.
It's just...
Are there any doctors here?
No.
See? Case in point.
I just randomly thought about Jason Kanner, our friend. You guys know him, some of you.
This is crazy.
Well, I can't tell his whole story, but he got a false positive HIV test.
Woo! Can you imagine?
And then they did another one. They're like, we got to do another one, blood test, prick of the finger. And they're like, it's going to take a few days. And he just happened to be going to San Francisco, ironically, to hang out with his gay friend. And so he went there, and then while he was hanging out in San Francisco, the doctor called, were like, hey, we're looking at your test. You got to come in.
Oh!
And he was like, no. The doctor told me you would be able to tell me over the phone. I'm on a trip. And they're like, you just got to come in. And then he flew home to New York, and he went in, and they went, we lost the test. We got to take another
test.
Oh, my God. Is that unbelievable? Oh. Is this the worst country on earth?
What are we doing with these doctors?
But anyway, so he didn't have HIV, of course, but that reminded me of Ari's line at the bachelor party when we were in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to work if Kanner's not here.
Yeah.
But Kanner looks like that, but white.
Oh,
and we were talking
yeah.
about putting sunblock on. This is just for us.
Yeah.
We were talking about putting sunblock on.
He's
and
a
Ari,
bald guy with a beard and glasses.
He looks identical to Umar, except white, and Ari goes... I don't know. Kanner never put sunblock on. He looks fine. And he pointed at him.
Because he's brown. I mean, it's gold. It's the best thing Ari's ever done.
That's the hardest I've seen Joe laugh in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I lost it. It was really something. It was the highlight of that whole bachelor party. The only noteworthy thing that happened.
Yes.
That was a dig.
It wasn't a dig.
Oh. That was the bachelor. I showed up by surprise. You said that's
oh,
the only
no. It was a joke about the Bert feud.
Oh.
But you showed
I
up.
I thought you were giving me shit.
No. That was amazing. Tell them that.
It was no.
By the way, a lot of people don't care for your move, I'd notice.
Whoa.
When I tell people, they go, oh, I hate that.
What move?
the showing up as a surprise, people look at it as, oh, you think you're the big guy.
I only do things as a surprise. Tonight, the bachelor party, that's how I fucking roll.
But no, and I disagree. I like the surprise. I think it was great, and it was exciting, and I was touched that you entrusted me to keep it
a
secret.
You were the only sober one on the entire trip.
So DeRosa convinced everyone he wasn't coming on the bachelor party.
Yes, which hurt my feelings.
And then
Ari got mad at me to the point where, like, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be friends with Ari anymore.
Wow.
I have that every time I talk to him.
Yeah. Ari's like, you're bailing? You're not fucking invited on any trips anymore. Like, he got, like, mad at me. And I was like, fuck you, dude. What are you, threatening me? I don't come on your little fucking trips.
He can get snippy, and he's where I invented Jew face.
Yeah. He's got it.
Oh, yeah. Propaganda.
He's got it hard.
He's all face. It's like this long.
Joe Camel.
Yeah. Ari looks like if an Easter Island statue was real cheap. You know, folks.
Yeah.
But so you said, all right, I'm going to come down. Don't tell anybody. It's a big surprise.
No. I said to you, I didn't tell. I told Ari I wasn't coming.
Right.
And then I called Joe and I go, listen, Ari thinks I'm not coming. He's really mad at me. Mark thinks I'm not coming. Sorry, you don't like that?
That's a lot of touching.
Sorry. Hey, here.
Oh, boy.
Here, have some mescalum. Whatever the fuck it's.
Jesus Christ.
No, and I called Joe, and I go, Joe, you're like the guy that doesn't drink. I can trust you. I'm going to come down and do this. It was the most exciting thing I ever did in my life. I think it was more for me than for you.
I was thrilled. That's the knock on people. But
it was so fun. And by the way, I hate myself. I'm convinced all people hate me at all times.
Guilty.
I did not think me showing up at the bachelor party was some big, like, woo, look who's here.
We needed you. It was tense.
I could tell when I walked up.
Yeah.
But it was a fun reveal because Joe tipped me off to the restaurant you guys were going to be at when I got there. And you guys were all wearing the matching outfits.
Yeah.
All right. And I found one of the matching outfits at the house and I put it on.
Ah.
And then I went to the restaurant and you guys were already inside, and I went up to the hostess, and I told her what was happening, and she goes, okay, great, and I said, can you get me a tray of shots? And she got me the whole tray, and I said, is there a way for me to go to their table without them seeing me? And she said, yeah, you can actually go upstairs and around. And I got to walk down these stairs, and then I walked up to the table, and I, cheesiest line ever, you guys order some shots?
Man, if I was a teacher, I'd fuck you.
The reddest I've ever seen Bert, and I've seen Bert get real red.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is a Republican.
That was fun. That party was so much fun, man. Woo!
We had a great time.
I got real fucked up.
The ocean, the strip clubs, the coke that you had tested for fentanyl.
Yeah, tested some coke.
I was also involved in that as the only one trustable, which I appreciate.
Test results were on the line. We did it anyway.
Yeah.
Kensington. They tested for fentanyl.
Okay.
I'm outside having the time of my life, and Joe's like, List, we need you. You got to read the fentanyl results. And so I read it. It was like a COVID test, and the second line was so faint. And so I had to go, because everyone was all fucked up, I had to go, okay, listen very carefully. The test is good, but I am not signing off on a bunch of high blood pressured middle-aged assholes doing cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling bad if everyone dies. The test says go, I say no.
You think that was dangerous? I made out with two strippers during the lap dances.
Oh wow.
I missed that.
There was no fentanyl, but it was positive for mescaline. Or whatever. Mescagillin, what is it?
Mescaline.
No.
Mescaline's a drug.
The shit you had on
what'd
your...
What'd you have? We'll edit this in post.
Fuck, I'll kill myself.
Now you don't even know it.
I don't even remember.
We've been drinking. What's it called? Skendulum.
Molluscum contagiosum.
What is it?
Molluscum contagiosum.
Mesothelioma.
Positive for molluscum.
Molluscum.
Put it in, Chuck.
Didn't someone go to the hospital that was doing cocaine?
Huh? Oh, we had a guy go to the hospital.
Oh, never mind. No one went to the hospital.
He was not doing cocaine.
Oh, right.
We can't just throw that out. This man's a civilian.
They don't know his name. They don't know his name.
That was his surprise. I showed up unannounced. He left unannounced.
This man has a job and a wife. A guy
got sick because he got food. I'm not making up something to cover anything. He got food caught in his throat.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Semen.
because he was on cocaine, but...
Dude, you and Bert got into a whole thing.
Oh! Wait. No, no.
No, no, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no, what? What? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's been squashed, Joe.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I thought it was on the tip. We're talking about doing fentanyl tests right now. No one wants to be
themselves. Well, that was it. What a humdinger. To hear the rest, you know how it works. Join the Patreon. $5 a month, goddammit. What a night. What an episode. Lot of amazing laughs. And there's a bunch more on the Patreon. So get over there. Go join it. Do it today. $5 a month. That's fucking nothing. Thank you, guys. We're very grateful for you. We appreciate you. God bless. And good night.